Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Welcome back. Now, Alice Leahy, Director of Services at the Alice Leahy Trust, is writing in today's Irish Times about the need for public showers in Dublin. The Trust made a submission, including an architect's plan for public showers to Dublin City Council in 2006 and again in 2014. They now intend to make another submission. To hear more, I'm joined now by Alice Leahy. Alice, thank you for joining us. You spent many years working to try and get public showers installed in Dublin. Why resubmit now? This has been going on something like 50 years that you've been in existence and constantly lobbying back and forth on this.
Thank you, Anya, for having me on the programme. It is appalling because having washing facilities is such a basic need. And I think the need for it now is even greater than it was when we sent in our first submission. And I know it seems odd to keep sending it in, but the reason we are sending it in, and we have for the when each council is elected, because I think it is time now that they sat around the table and said there is a need for this. I mean, the city is thronged with tourists. It's thronged with people who are working on the buildings who might want to go out and socialise after a hard day's work. There are people who are coming from all over the world who are living in appalling conditions, and there are people who are living in overcrowded accommodation. Now, they have public showers in places like Paris and other European cities, and I think it is high time that city councillors accepted the need for this. And what we see every day, I walk around the city every day. I mean, sometimes you can't even get space on a footpath. It's very overcrowded. And one should be able to go into maybe a coin-operated shower. Also, there could be vouchers available for people who can't afford to have them, and that would include a lot of the people who now have come to the country. And really, isn't it about common sense? Because we talk about health and we talk about expensive medication and hospital appointments, but if you cannot have something as basic as a decent wash, you are going to have problems.
With the previous two submissions, Alice Leahy, what was the reasons given? Is this a case of local councils, councillors being worried maybe about them being misused, defaced, vandalism, maybe on social behaviours around them? Have you seen a pattern in the feedback through the years?
Well, the calls we got the first time, some of them were actually hostile. And they were treating me as if I were some kind of fool out there talking about something that isn't possible. And it was as if you were looking for a helicopter pad in the grounds of Trinity. It was absolutely appalling. And I think part of the problem is that so many people who are making decisions are living in a different world from the people we meet every day. I'm very aware of what it's like to live and work in the city, and I'm very aware of the pressure on our politicians and all of that. But there is an inability to say, yes, we can. And people immediately come up with the reasons why it shouldn't be done. And that's why at the end of my letter, I said, if this has to be a public-private partnership, which I have no difficulty with, why isn't it possible to knock heads together? But you must have a can-do attitude. This isn't about setting up another committee or writing another report. It is just about opening our eyes and see what it is all of us human beings who are lucky to have shower facilities and all of that. But there are an awful lot of people, whatever their circumstances, and it's not all about homelessness. It's about people maybe coming to the city, like for some of our great football matches and all of that, and maybe deciding they want to go for a meal and to be able to just go and have a shower somewhere.
So given that you think there's a lot of different people who need them for different reasons, where would you have these showers installed?
Well, when we did our original submission, and it's on our website, which is aliceleahytrust.ie, we actually commissioned an architect, Neil O'Hala of Open House Architects, and he drew up different places where they could be based. And I mean, the city maybe has changed slightly, but there is no reason why this shouldn't happen again. They should be in accessible places, and there should be plenty of public toilets around that are properly managed and run. So it is really about kind of looking at what kind of a city do we want. Do we just want a city where people come in and they spend their money and they spend a night in a hotel or whatever? But these very basic services should be available for everyone, including people who are living in our city in appalling conditions.
So it sounds like locations yet to be pitched, proposed in terms of specifics, but it could be city centre locations, it could be urban locations. Do you, in terms of like how these public showers will be treated and maintained, presumably you would advocate people have to take personal responsibility, that people can be trusted to maintain these kind of facilities and respect and not mistreat them?
Well, we're not good at respecting facilities at any level, at people who have money and people who haven't. These need to be properly run and properly managed. There are simple things. I mean, even in our work, we work with people who are homeless, and we're not a public washing facility. But the people who use our service, they all clean up after themselves. They all take an interest in the place. I think it is about a mindset. I think we need to even go back further to say, how do we treat our facilities? How do we treat our streets? How do we treat one another? There is something lacking, I think, in our definition of citizenship.
Okay, well, we'll watch with interest your third attempt with that proposal to Dublin City Council. Thank you for that, Alice Leahy, Director of Services with the Alice Leahy Trust. Up next, 1/5 of Irish people admit to being lonely. We hear how to break the cycle.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.